from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, December 20th. Coming up, as pediatric hospital beds continue to fill up across the country, one area health provider is trying to free up beds with remote monitoring. That story from Tim Shelley in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. At a memorial service for State Senator Scott Bennett, those who knew him emphasized his ability to make friends in a field where lasting friendships are rare. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Bagpipes and drums played Goin' Home at the University of Illinois Krannert Center, where hundreds gathered to remember Bennett, who died from a brain tumor at the age of 45. Bennett filled the Illinois Senate seat of Mike Frerichs when he resigned to become state treasurer. Frerichs spoke after several others had eulogized Bennett as a good friend.
You know, I look at Scott as one of my best friends. And then I hear all these people talking. Apparently, I wasn't that special.
Speakers, including Governor J.B. Pritzker, remembered the legislation Bennett passed, allowing comfort dogs to accompany children in court and creating the ABLE Savings Program for people with disabilities. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
Three major holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, are overlapping at the end of this month. Dr. Mia Termina warns that as people start traveling or gathering in large groups, cases of three major illnesses are continuing to rise. The infectious disease specialist told WBEZ's Reset that spikes in COVID, flu, and RSV have resulted in fewer available hospital beds.
We have to be very mindful about who we're going to be gathering with and what steps we're going to be taking over the next 5 or 6 days to keep ourselves protected.
She says this means getting tested regularly, keeping up to date with booster shots, and using surgical N95 masks instead of cloth ones. Tarmina also advises people to get their flu shots as pharmacies experience shortages in Tamiflu and other over-the-counter medicines. A Kankakee County judge will hear oral arguments today in a consolidated lawsuit against a provision in the so-called Safety Act. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Over 60 state attorneys are suing Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and other top Democratic lawmakers over the Pretrial Fairness Act. The act will prohibit judges from setting a cash bail amount for most lower-level, nonviolent misdemeanors, unless they can prove the defendant is a flight risk or a danger to the community. Litigants are arguing that doing away with the cash bail system is unconstitutional. The law is set to take effect January 1st, and oral arguments will begin at 1:30. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A black Illinois homeowner claims State Farm Insurance commits overt racial discrimination in the way it processes claims. A lawsuit filed by Jacqueline Husky of Chicago Suburban Madison claims the Bloomington-based company uses computer algorithms that have the effect of disproportionately delaying claims of African-American homeowners. It also alleges the company is 39% more likely to ask for additional information from black homeowners than it is from whites. The plaintiff views that as a sign State Farm is more suspicious of fraud by black homeowners than whites. State Farm says it takes the filing seriously and that the values the company holds include treating all customers with fairness, respect, and dignity. Still to come, we'll hear from OSF Healthcare about their new remote monitoring program that aims to keep kids out of the hospital. That story from Tim Shelley is coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, my name is Katie Buzard, WIL 100th History Curator. When WILL first signed on in 1922, campus announcements and Illini sports comprised most of the news reporting. Over time, news coverage gradually increased, and by the 1960s, you could catch daily newscasts on WILL-TV. WILL quickly built its reputation as a vital source for local news, while also serving as a training ground for student journalists. Join me as I explore the history of local news coverage on WILL at will.illinois.edu/WIL100.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. RSV season is hitting earlier than usual this year. Coupled with a wave of influenza cases, hospitals are left struggling to manage limited bed space. OSF Healthcare is launching a remote patient monitoring program for people with RSV. In an interview with Tim Shelley, OSF Healthcare Chief Operating Officer Dr. Mike Cruz and OSF On-Call Digital Health Chief Medical Officer Dr. Matt Gorman discuss the current respiratory illness environment and how the new RSV monitoring program helps patients manage illness at home.
The operating units have been full for some time. This RSV season has hit earlier than typical, although we typically see this later in the year. It has hit the vulnerable, akin to influenza, which seems to be the extremes of ages, but traditionally this is a young child's illness. So young to 3 to 5 is not unusual. 10-year-olds get it too, but you know, they just don't get as sick, or you know, adolescents and even adults. So the hospitals, and it's not secret to Illinois, the bordering institutions, especially in the pediatrics, the demand, we can tell we're at full capacity, beds and staff. We're seeing children who are being brought, being requested to be transferred in from spaces we normally don't transfer kids in from, which means, you know, Iowa, St. Louis, Chicago, Indianapolis, which have children's hospitals as well, that take care of these really sick children as well. So they're overwhelmed. So what's happening, current state is, you know, how do we take care of children outside of the traditional space when there's not enough room? So a certain amount of triaging.
And Dr. Gorman, looking at on-call's role in all of this, obviously the goal is to, you know, try to make sure people are getting the help they need while also managing the hospital capacity. Tell me a little bit about on-call's role in that.
On-call's role is really to try and decrease the burden being put on the emergency department of having patients that are fairly well in the ambulatory context or being at home, and being able to care for those patients that are well enough to be safely at home, and reassure parents and give them some confidence that they can safely care for their either infant, or we go all the way up to 5, because that's kind of seen this where the cutoff is in terms of where RSV has kind of the larger predictors, similar to influenza as well.
And I know on-call was really active during the absolute peak of the COVID pandemic. How much did you really hone your model during that, and how do some of the lessons you learned then apply now, perhaps?
Yeah, the lessons we learned tremendously helped us spin up this program rather rapidly and learn how to scale up on a significant component, and also gain some comfort in caring for patient remotely on what we can do safely at the home, and then also create an escalation process for those patients that are not doing well and need more urgent care, and getting them into the access points that they probably will do the best in terms of also trying to decrease the burden on the healthcare system, which is kind of fragile right now.
So with all of that being said, if, you know, RSV cases are bad now, are you worried about the impact the holidays could potentially have?
I think we're worried. I think we're trying to put other things in place as well. But I mean, no one has the crystal ball of what it's going to look like. I mean, flu, I think, is going to peak right now, and then probably will take a little bit of lull the holidays, and then probably right after the holidays, you'll start seeing flu normally pick up again. Usually the younger kids get it and then kind of spread it to the adults, and then it gets back in the community. So you kind of see it, you know, during Thanksgiving, and then it kind of goes through the schools, and then you start seeing it on Christmas break as they're out. And so we are concerned that it is going to increase. And so this is where our program is trying to help kind of curb those that are well, keeping them in an environment that where they're not having to, in, you know, take a bed or take a room from another patient that's sicker.
Absolutely. I mean, going forward, as you know, as we look into the future, is on call, I mean, are there plans to expand this to, you know, deal with potentially other illnesses, really to help manage hospital capacity?
This program is really narrowly focused to respiratory illnesses. I think that we're looking at expanding this to kind of bronchiolitis, which could be viral driven from influenza or assorted of other viruses that are treated similar to RSV. And so we looked that we might expand that, but currently we're focusing primarily on RSV, but it is open for expansion. And there are other things that we're doing in terms of the pediatric, because this is our first foray into pediatric remote patient monitoring.
That was OSF's Dr. Matt Gorman and Dr. Mike Cruz speaking with Tim Shelley about a new remote patient monitoring program the health system launched for RSV. The program is free, but requires a provider referral. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have partly cloudy skies today with a high of 38 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Mawa Iqbal, Charlie Schlenker, and Tim Shelley. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.